Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Illumination and this is Nightlight. This week hosting our show is James Luce. And he is an amazing practicing spiritualist who has done a variety of different things. He is a practicing medium, a reader, a clairvoyant. He has done many psychic fairs, holds a PhD, has written, has acted, has taught, has been all over. He does past lives. He has done many, many things and has been many, many things to many, many people. Today he will be interviewing Raven Whisper's very own Rachel. Rachel is an animal communicator. She communicates with the animals as well. You can hear my animal in the background. As well as a medium, a psychic. Hey, relax. She assists and rescues animals. She also has worked with the law. And without further ado, I will bring them both on so they can both share their stories and possibly help you help yourself. James, are you with us?
I'm with you. Thank you so much. That was such a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. Rachel, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, hello.
Hello, and I want to thank Barbara for being so gracious in her extraordinary wisdom for giving us this opportunity, since she is traveling, to fill in for her and give great messages and be with the guides, be with the streams of light, be with those extraordinary interplanetary beings. I just want to thank Barbara and thank all of you for allowing us this opportunity. And Rachel, you also give angel messages as well, don't you?
I do.
So we want to just let our callers know we have a smorgasbord today, since Rachel is an expert in angel communication, animal communication, mediumship, clairvoyance, intuition, earth energies, celestial energies. She's also a brilliant card reader. And I'm an expert in past lives, but also with my beautiful guides and masters, we will help anyone that calls in on their questions, queries, curiosity about the other side, the other world, as well as concerns about making their way on Earth in terms of jobs, in terms of money, in terms of family, in terms of people. So we are very varied, and we would love anyone to call in, and whoever calls in, please let us know how we can help. Do we have any callers, Illumination?
We have tons of callers.
Oh,
but
great.
If I could just ask, you know, I personally don't know either one of you, so I am so intrigued by both of you. I know, James, I've watched some of your YouTubes that you have put out there on your acting and stuff, and I was just blown away by some of the stuff that you've done. And Rachel, I'm very intrigued by some of your animal communication. Your name has been popping up all week, and I couldn't understand why your name was popping up, and it was just coming up in different circles. And I know that your name actually means sheep, so I'm curious to hear any messages that you have just universally for the week or people in general, our audience, if there's a universal message that you want to put out there.
I think there are a lot of hard energies going around in the universe, and I know a lot of my clients are going through some really ups and downs this week. You know, a lot of stuck energy, and things are beginning to move, but they're things are going very slow. So the universal message that I've been telling everyone all week is just take it easy, be gentle, set your intentions, and proceed forth. Ask for your guidance to come along with you.
And
beautiful.
Also, that's so correct, and that's so accurate. But it's also take a breath before you take your first step. Don't run headlong into anything, because there's a lot of chaotic swirling energy out there on the surface of the earth, having to do with materialism, having to do with money, having to do with greed, and, you know, just non-enlightenment. So take your breath, do your protection, do your prayers before you take your first step. Don't charge into anything blindly. And your guides, as Rachel says, will be with you. Your angels will be with you.
Awesome. Now, I put Rachel's website into the chat room. James, do you have a website? And you also do a show as well. Do you have it so you can put it into the chat room as well?
No, I don't, but that's forthcoming. But my email that I deal with many clients on is, I'll put that into the chat room. That's what I'll do. I'll put my email, but I don't have a website at present.
Okay, great. All right. Well, if you guys are ready to jump in, or if you'd like to share a little bit more about yourselves, let me know, and we can rock and roll whenever you're ready.
I'm ready if Rachel's ready.
I'm ready. Ready, set to go.
All right. And we have Jill from Illinois. Now, remember, guys, just for you guys that are on the line waiting to get your reads, our phone lines are jam-packed. So just out of common courtesy for not only our readers but the people who are getting read, ask your question. Be mindful and respectful of the people who are doing the readings and getting reads, that there are other people waiting to get reads. So be in, be out.
Thank you, Illumination. That's great, because we want to help as many people as possible and be kind and generous. But you can always contact Rachel and I for further information and set up readings, because we want to help as many people as possible right now. So thank you.
Absolutely. Jill?
I would like to ask the male person a question, if that's okay.
Sure, you have a question for me?
Yeah, you said you do past lives, and I have an extremely difficult relationship with both of my older sisters, to the point where they're like my wicked stepsisters and I'm Cinderella, and it never ends.
And you'd like some extrapolation, insight?
Anything.
You have three or four lifetimes where they were pretty careless of you and disregarding. One is in the Middle Ages, and it really has to do with they are caught in the value system and in the stratification of, they were an upper class. They were always one of them who's very autocratic, very didactic, and always believes she's right and she's the center of the universe. And she, in truth, you're a much higher, more evolved, sensitive energy than her. But you have been in three lives with her where you have always been in the lower class. And so intuitively she treats you not as a unique soul, but it's, you're down there and, you know, you do what you have to do and you say what you have to say, but she's the most important. And you're sort of subconsciously in her to serve her, and we send her a lot of prayers. We send her a lot of prayers about this, that because this was one time in the Middle Ages. It was vassalage. One time in the Russian Empire, which went about 1,000 years, the Romanov dynasty. It was, you were a serf, and you were gathering firewood and offerings, and she was related to the boyars, so she's always used to, you're down there, and the other one, this one too, but the other one is also very condescending, and you were her child, what the guides and masters are leading me to say, you were her child, you were her baby, and she also has a real big case of, as Rudolf Steiner would say, lower ego. And some of her duty, this goes between both of them, this energy, is they have to just keep you in line, or they want you there to support them and do things for them. And they talk, I mean, they feed off of each other's energy wildly, in a wild symbiotic, this is energetically symbiotic relationship. And what, and part of this is Russia, part of this is the Middle Ages, it's just inbred in their souls, even though they would never explain it this way, that you are of a different class. And the whole truth is you have more intuition, more sensitivity, more communication skills, and more flexibility than both of them together. There will be a time in the future, they might be stepping into spirit at that time, but there will be a time in the future when they will break and they will come to you in humility, and they will see how deep and sensitive and beautiful you are. But just realize one good way to think about is in detaching and disconnecting from them and being your own gorgeous, beautiful self is think that you're in a cartoon. You're absolutely right. You're in Cinderella. It's just several hundred years of conditioning in them through past lives.
That was outstanding. It totally fits.
Because they're not just one way, you know. They are, sometimes they're like your mother, sometimes they're really condescending, sometimes they're sweet, and you think, oh, we're going to be sweet. And then all of a sudden, it's more like, do things for me. I'm sweet to you, but you have to do things for me instead of how are you doing?
Exactly.
What can I do for you? And you've got so much Christ light in you. You've got so much white light of generosity. Just protect yourself against it, and you go and deal with all of your deal with all of the people you're helping and all the people you have contact with. And just be kind and be sweet, but really, as Buddha would say, detach and disconnect from them. Because
that was, go ahead.
That's all.
Yeah, that was perfect. I mean, it fit to like a glove.
And Rachel, do you have anything? Please add.
Yeah, I would just, Jill, just be careful in your interactions with them, because realize that, you know, you're aware that there's something else going on beneath the surface, and they really are not. So they're going to see, their perceptions of your things with them are going to be harsher, because they're going to be picking up all this old energy. So just so that you know that there's going to be a lot of jealousy, there's going to be a lot of control issues, And like James said, detach, and just take a step back and realize that they're aware on some level that something else is going on, but they're unaware of how to change it or heal it.
Do people see this, that they do this to me, or do they believe them?
Say that again.
Do people believe them, or do they see actually what they're doing to me?
You have friends and people around, and there are observers that see the truth. And the way the truth looks is irrational to them. Like, why? You're not the beast of burden, and yet they categorize you as the beast of burden.
Yes.
So there are people that see this and know this.
Okay.
Just watching the relationships from the outside. Yes. Rachel?
Yeah, I would say I think, you know, depending on where you are and the other agendas that are going on with the people that are around you, I'm sure that people see really what's happening with them, but also they're going to see both sides in that. So there'll be a certain group of people that are, you know, seeing that they're kind of victimizing you, and in other places that that, you know, they think it's you. But that's where that detachment comes in, and just, you know, you don't have to play into the victim role anymore. You know, that's where our power comes, is in the now, you know, to take control of the situation and not to follow the patterns of past lives.
Absolutely.
Thank
right.
Thank you.
Absolutely right.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you.
That was really incredible and helpful, and it felt all right.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anne, who do we have? Illumination, who is our next caller, please?
Oh, your next caller actually happens to be another Rachel. So here we go. Rachel, are you there?
Hello? This is actually
Hi.
Michelle. Hi.
Oh, I thought you said Rachel.
No, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Welcome. How can we help?
I am hoping that you can see for me in the future if I am going to meet a spiritual man. And if not, do you see just me being on my own from here on out?
Rachel, would you like to start this one?
Yes. Actually, I do see a spiritual man. I want to say I see him coming in about 4 to 6 months from now. The thing is I don't think you're going to notice him as a spiritual man just at first. So this is going to be someone that you're going to have to dig a little deeper with. But I think what you'll find when you get to know him is that he, you know, he has a lot of common beliefs. He may not have the same terminology or background that you have spiritually, but that he will vibe with you anyway.
Okay.
So I would not turn down anybody who doesn't appear at first to be spiritual, you know, before you dig deeper. And this man seems to be very tall. I get just a very tall or strong energy from him. And well-dressed, too.
Okay.
He feels businessy.
And it is like a romantic, not just a business?
No, I'm reading from a romantic standpoint.
Okay.
I think this is something you've been waiting for a while, and I think you've kissed a lot of frogs lately. And it's
well, actually the same frog for quite a few years. So.
Okay. Well, time for some new frogs.
Also, Michelle, you are a very tender, loving, forward-moving, generous, very, very grounded being. You have a lot of gifts in healing energy, in intuition, and previous relationships have truly taken this from you. They use you for your kindness, your generosity. You do have past lives as being a defender of the fort, a defender of wounded people, a healer of those wounded under pressure, because God gives you an amazing calmness inside your heart and soul. And the man that Rachel's talking about, but also there's some new freedom in your healing, your intuitive, your energy of generosity. There's new freedom there. You're going to be attracting a much higher caliber, a more like vibration in your life in 6 to 8 months to a year. There's going to be a lot more calming presences that truly understand you as opposed to the past.
That is wonderful. Wow. I was ready to be on my own if I had to be, but I'm glad to hear I don't.
You'll have friends. You'll always have friends. And this new group of friends will truly be in sync with you. They will truly be on the same feelings and the same vibration and understanding of you. So you will always have friends. And Rachel is absolutely right. This man looks like he's coming in. And that he has the sweetness and the goodness you've been searching for and waiting for.
Thank you, guys. That is so wonderful. I'm excited.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Trust. Do you have anything else you want to say, Rachel, in conclusion?
No, I think, Michelle, you should just sit back and relax. I think you've done a lot of hard work on yourself, and you've been, trying to, attract the right people, and I think your vibration is getting to the place where you're attracting just a newer, lighter, funner vibration. And this new relationship coming in just seems like so much more fun than you've been having before. So I would just relax and enjoy it.
All right, I'm going to do just that.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is Patricia from New Mexico. Patricia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't think I was going to get on so soon.
Hi, Patricia.
Excuse me. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'll go quickly into it.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm also wanting some type of information of the next romance that will be coming into my life. Hopefully it'll be a lasting one.
I'm getting that previously there were some in previous relationships and just people that you were very intimate and close with, there were some drains. Certain aspects of the previous relationships were very emotionally draining and exhausting. And I see a man, and I want to say this is a year or a year and a half. Now, it can change, but because you have a real beautiful sense of ethics and creativity about you in work, in feeling, in communicating, there's a man in about a year, could be a year and a half. He's got glasses. He's got short, dark hair. He's got a lovely chiseled face. And the most important thing about him is he has a very ebullient, happy, funny sense of humor. He's got a loving heart, but he's funny and giggly. And this is a great a boon to you. But I feel you're probably going to run across him in about a year, year and a half. But he's a really loving soul. Mm-hmm. Rachel, what do you get?
Yeah, Patricia, I get about a year at least for this. And I would think, what I get this overwhelming sense of the color green with him. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's Kermit the Frog coming in.
that is my favorite color.
Is it your favorite color?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I just get a sense of green with him, so I don't know if he'll be wearing green when you meet him. I also feel that he loves plants and has very kind of a calm, laid-back energy. I get the great smile and the great laugh again, but I would caution you to really clean out your relationship department right now because it feels like you have old loves hanging around, old relationships hanging around, certainly old stuff of old relationships. I feel like you're the caregiver and that you keep letting other, you know, people come back into your life or draining you, hanging on to you. Okay?
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that. I did eliminate quite a few people in my life. It took a lot of courage, and I am in that process, definitely, as we speak.
Good. Well, I would keep going with that because I think, well, first of all, you're being very brave to do so. A lot of people don't have the guts or the courage to do this, and it does, it will certainly benefit you on many, many levels. I would just keep looking at your life in terms of what do I want and what can I create? Because I think you're in, I want to say three or four other areas of your life, you're totally revamping your vibration, your energy, how you do things. I also feel that you've been doing a lot of physical healing lately.
Yes.
And of course, the emotional healing as well. And I would even go so far as to re-feng shui the house, you know, move things around, get rid of old furniture, things like that. Anything that would remind you of an old relationship, just to bring in the new energy and welcome in this new great relationship that's coming to you.
Okay, wonderful. So this is coming in about a year, but there could be friendships in between.
Of course there are friendships. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more you shed and detach and disconnect from the draining energy and the exhausting energy of because as Rachel said, and the first message was, you've been pulled at by past intimates. You've been pulled at and just very clutched at and been on call for them. And the more you can clean that out, as Rachel said, you're going to, there's going to be some very sensitive, fun-loving people. You'll know this one because of the humor. He's not needy. He's funny and silly and generous. But friendships will definitely be happening.
Mm, okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. So look for the color green and glasses.
And yeah. Laugh.
And laughter, yes.
Yes, open-hearted laughter. Intelligent, bright, imaginative, very complex mind, but open-hearted silliness, too. Yeah, those are his main traits.
Is he older or younger than me? Can you tell?
What do you get, Rachel?
I think a little bit older. But I'm not sure if he really is older. I think the reason why I read older sometimes can be because he has a steadiness or stableness about him. This guy just seems unshakable. You know,
that's
I feel
exactly
like
exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and so I think sometimes that can come off as a little older. I don't think he looks particularly, you know, older or old or anything like that. I certainly don't think there's a major age difference. But he certainly seems like a lot of fun.
Sounds
that's
good.
That's it. I mean, yeah. What Rachel said exactly, the stability is a welcome relief. Because you deserve someone who's going to praise you, take care of you, and admire you instead of being on call for people with problems.
Yeah, I agree with that because I've had a relationship like that and drained me, and also my family drained me, and I had to let go of my family, unfortunately, but sometimes that has to happen.
They'll come back, but it's very good to be separated from them now because they, a lot of them, spirit shows, they don't really understand you. Your depth,
yeah.
Your kindness, your ability, your wisdom, they just don't understand you. And you know, we have to forgive them, but it's great to have a distance so you can be more of yourself.
Yes. Well, I do appreciate your reading. Thank you very much. I'll let you get to the next one. You've been very generous and kind. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Many blessings. Many blessings to you.
All righty. Well, you have the next caller, who is Mary Lou Who. Mary Lou, are you with us?
I am. Thank you. I was hoping to get a message from Spirit to help me on my path.
A message from Spirit to help you on your path. Okay. Um, You have a gift. Spirit wants to say you have a gift of communication, and you'll have a gift of in your mind and in your brain and your soul, communication, organization, great detail. You get overwhelmed sometimes at work and with people. Sometimes it's subconscious. And what the high guys and angels want to say is push pressures away from you. Because a lot of the time you're taking on a lot of energy, or there's energy around you that can create anxiety, that can create fear, and it's not you. And it's not you. And you're going through an evolution of really opening your vision, your wisdom, your perception, and your sensitivity to people, to children. This is an evolution, and this is a process. And some of the best medicine is just to you will solve people's problems, and you will help them. It looks like work, but just, in other words, allow yourself time to. You have a lot more intellectual and emotional gifts than the people around you. So the main message I'm getting is push it away for now. You're not hurting anybody, but declare time, energy, space, and wisdom for yourself, and there's going to be a lot more balance in your life. Rachel, what do you get?
Spirit's showing me messages in pictures tonight for you, Mary Lou. I get the sense of water. Also, I get a sense of a lot of spirit guides, animal guides around you. So I feel like you're very connected to either the native world or the animal world. And I get the sense of this water being kind of turbulent, almost like a tsunami, but not as powerful. So I feel like kind of the ground is shifting underneath you. And certainly, you know, that would go for with, you know, what James was saying as far as, you know, ground and be careful of getting overwhelmed too much. And that when life does overwhelm you, I just keep getting you, seeing this picture of you on a surfboard kind of trying to hold your balance. You know, and sometimes you have to be a little bit more aggressive about it, and other times just kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
I think that's about it.
Okay, because you've got, this is a whole, I guess one thing, the final thing they want to tell me, don't try to measure it. You're in the middle of an evolution, as Rachel said. You're in the middle of a change, a transformation. And go with the flow, but stand your ground in terms of you have everything Rachel said. You have a lot of intuition. You have a lot of communication with nature, with the spirit world, with energies. And so trust yourself above all. Trust your guides. Trust the angels. Trust the masters. Trust the white light of spirit above all. And just realize there will be ups and downs because you're in the middle of a transformation. And transformation feels better, and there's more stability. There are beautiful things happening to you, and then there's some interesting, strange lessons happening to you, but it feels very level and solid and good April, May, June of next year. You know, things calm down, but you'll find some wonderful surprises and wonderful gifts will be given to you emotionally and spiritually April, May, June of next year.
All right, awesome.
Mary Lou, I feel some people will be coming back into your life. Old friends, I feel like. I feel like maybe there's a school connection there, and it just feels like just fun, kind of interesting, enlightening connections with people will be coming back.
Male or female?
I think both. Potential for male, but I also get like a kind of girlfriend energy, like fun, giggly energy, and I feel like that's somewhere around January, February for you.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank you both. I really appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
I'll let you get to the next person.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we have Miss Wanda from Alabama. Wanda, you with us?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hey. I don't know how to say this. Let's see. Can you just give me sort of like a general reading, or do I have to focus on one thing?
And we can do it. We can do a general reading.
Okay.
Rachel, would you like to start?
Sure. Okay. I feel like you're kind of like just feeling a little stuck in places right now. Feeling like just kind of almost in a rut in certain areas, and even the areas I think that have been kind of going well for you have seemed to stagnate a little bit. So to me, this feels like you're kind of just going through a growth cycle where the old world is kind of falling apart for you. Although I want to say it doesn't seem – that's perhaps too dramatic of a way to put it. But I just feel like, you know, kind of like you're in this place of like a snake shedding its skin, you know, really getting ready to go in a different direction. I also feel like there's kind of a new career path coming up for you. Do you have children?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Something around the children. I'm not sure if it's just scheduling or something like that, but I just feel like, you know, that you'll be doing something new outside of the home coming up.
My children are grown. They're grown
okay.
And gone. So.
Okay. I don't know if I am working.
Okay. I am working.
I still feel there's a connection with the children somehow, like whether a new opportunity comes through because of one of the kids or something along those lines. For some reason, there's a strong connection to one of the kids for you.
Okay.
What about you, James?
Say your name one more time, Wanda.
Wanda. You said
okay.
It, but I'll reset it for you.
Okay. No, I just needed your vocal vibration. There are tendencies. I agree with everything Rachel said, but my guides and masters want to talk about being stuck. Some tendencies. Don't lose your faith. Don't get discouraged. Because I don't know if this is happening now, but there's going to be a period where your heart sinks in, and it's kind of like I don't want to go there, or I don't want to do this, or I'm sad, or I'm disappointed, and you have friends, you have people that are going to be coming in to really lighten your load and to truly uplift you. But it's very natural for all of us because we are spirits and souls having a human experience. We're down here temporarily, and with all our previous incarnations, our souls can go through different manifestations, twistings, and turnings. So what I'm getting is just be careful of your heart sinking. When it does, take a breath, go inside, pray, reach, ask, and I see that you have some real spirit help coming to you. Is the work a draining experience for you?
Yeah, and that's why I think that I'm kind of stuck in a rut. I've worked with the company for just a different time, but I just started back to work, and I'm really not looking for another job. I want to stay with this job, but yeah, it's been kind of draining.
So what guides would say is before you enter the workplace, do some visualizations, do as many prayers as your heart tells you, but really visualize yourself in a white light energy ball, put up a few white light energy walls, and one main thing is before you go into the meeting places, see the room. It could be your cubicle where your office is. It could be the main row of desks, offices, or loading places, reception places. See it in your heart. See it in your third eye, and see it before you enter it. Wave your right hand in front of it and say, I erase all diseased and devitalized energy. I restore balance, harmony, symmetry, and beauty. And Archangel Michael will be there for you. Angels in white light will be there for you in terms of protection, in terms of balance and harmony. So that you can just rest and relax in this, in going back to work in this job, and okay. not take it so seriously. You're very, you have a brilliant mind. You read a little exhausted, and there are some disappointments. So what this will do is give you the get up and go, the strength, the balance, and the love of spirit that you deserve and that you need. And it will be coming in for you.
Okay. I have one more question. I kind of do readings myself. And
yes.
I'm trying to get better at it. Y'all see me picking it up better. And I do have this one word that I got when I called y'all, and I don't know if it connects with y'all or not, but I don't know if it's a name or, well, it's got to be a name, Patterson. I don't know if it connects with anybody on there or not. It's on the air. That I'm talking to the host or whatever.
Well, I don't know what we'll ask Illumination. All I get Patterson, New Jersey. So it might not be for me. But Rachel, what do you get?
No, I'm just thinking of a last name. I don't have a personal connection with it myself, but you know, I just keep feeling like it's a last name.
I didn't even know there was a Patterson, New Jersey, to be honest with you. I just the word Patterson came to my brain as well. And I didn't know if it was a name, and almost at a place, but I didn't know there was a place in Patterson.
Yeah, there's a poem by the great poet Wallace Stevens written mm-hmm. about Patterson, New Jersey. It's called Patterson. It's not Wallace Stevens, I'm sorry. I think it's William Carlos Williams. That's my fault. One of the great American poets of the middle of the last century wrote about Patterson, New Jersey. And I'm glad people are listening, so we've put it out there to the universe that do you have if you give readings and you give guidance in intuitive guidance, do you have an email you could share in the chat room possibly or a website?
No, I just do this with mainly with people I know. And the thing is, where you guys can tell things out about the future, all I can do is like, and sometimes I don't, I was told not to use the birthday, but I use the birthday and then I just give the person exactly what I get for them. So like I just did a while ago, like I might say, well, I see a connection to South Bend, Indiana to you or something like that, and then they have a connection there. Like one guy saw him with a pistol and saw that he had it wrapped up in tinfoil and had it hidden. But I cannot tell the future. I cannot do that. I've not gotten that far. I cannot do anything other than just tell them a little bit about their stuff or a little bit about the person they're asking about. And it's never anything negative. I cannot think of anything negative about anybody. Never have.
Well,
whatever
keep going with
through.
That is a great balancing for you. That gives you a lot of healing, being able to see that. You have this extraordinary mind. What guides and masters would say is put your feelings into it even greater, and the message will expand. And please don't worry about the future, because the real truth is we make our own realities on Earth. So something might be carved in the future for us, but our desires, our guides, our masters, our intention on Earth makes the future for us. We make our own reality.
Exactly. That's right. Well, I appreciate every bit of it. Huh?
Now, Wanda, I would just say keep practicing. Keep practicing. It's like a muscle. It'll get stronger. Mm-hmm. It'll get more sensitive and more refined the more you go. And you can also try visualizing the person's lifeline and just drop yourself into a little space in the future from where you are now. You know, like the maps at the mall that says little dots that say you are here, you know. Mm-hmm. Just go a little forward on that and drop yourself down into that and see if you get any other images on that for the person. And you can see maybe some of the forces that are coming up or the influences that are affecting the person. In how they make the decisions and what's coming up for them.
Okay. I had some people trying to work with me. Like, one time I got their grandson's name, and they said, well, where did you get it from? I'm like, I don't know. They said, somebody had to come tell me that name. Mm-hmm. And it just disappeared in my head. I don't know who told it to me. It's like an image or a thought. That's all it is. And who put it there, I don't know. But I get what you're saying, to try to hone in a little bit better and using other devices. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, good luck.
God bless you.
One of the things, Wanda, I get for you, this is illumination. One of the things I get for you is the as a totem is the Pegasus. So I would look up the Pegasus and see how that corresponds to your life. That might be something that walks with you right now and how that relates to you at this moment in time. I also get that for some reason that you're grieving right now. I felt that when I first talked to you. And you're going through some type of grieving process. I don't know why, but I feel like, you know, either there is a I don't know if it's a physical death or it's a spiritual death that you've gone through, that you've just released
something. I've been through a lot of physical deaths. I've had, like, 2 brothers to pass this year and
There's a lot of stuff I'm
relieving that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, but I think you're coming to terms with that, and I think not only on the physical plane, but on the spiritual plane, it's going to actually become a little bit easier for you to understand because you're going to be able to see them in a different light. So it's not going to be so like, you know, when we lose someone, we kind of miss them. But it's going to be like they never left. You're going to realize, like, wow, you know, wow, I see you more now than I ever did before. And a lot of people don't understand that, but that's going to be made very clear to you in the near future. So I think, you know, the name Patterson, I keep hearing the pitter-patter of feet. So I don't know what that means, but I'm just bringing that to your attention as well.
Okay. Well, the thing is, and you kind of touched on something, I just now realized it. Even though I'm saying I am completely over, you know, these tests, I am trying to handle one of the brothers' estate, and it's not going to be cleared till the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not completely released that because I still got to work with that.
Right.
So it's like at the end of November. But emotionally, I have let him go. And everything's okay, but it's still the work there. So I guess there is a little bit of grief trying to tie up the loose ends and go on with my life. Yes, you're right. I didn't even think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got about 3 or 4 guides that will come in and help you settle the estate. You do. Before you start to work with lawyers and accountants or doing the final accounting and doing the end of probate, really pray and call them in. They'll make things, especially when you're on the phone, when you're dealing with lawyers and legal, really, really pray they will come in and help you, absolutely.
Sure will. I appreciate every one of you guys. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
Just put me on help.
Okay. Let's see. We have Miss Lori in California. Do you guys need to get a drink or something before we start our next one? Or are you ready to keep going?
Could I take like a two minute break and run to the sink? Is that possible?
No, you can't do that.
All right, I'm going to go away for 2 minutes and I'll be right back, okay?
All righty. We'll let you do that.
Okay, thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you. I'll be right back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So Rachel, I'll ask you about my poor puppy dog. My dog is my son, my furry son, who I love dearly.
What's
his name is Brooklyn. I love him. He's my sweetie pie. Mm-hmm. And he's just an amazing little dog. You know, little dogs are very hard because a lot of people have a hard time with little dogs. And everybody who meets him is like, wow, he's an amazing chihuahua. He's not like any other chihuahua I've ever met. He's not a brat or anything like that. He's a really good small dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through changes right now because, you know, I have a new granddaughter. And he's used to being the baby. So he's like very hands-off to me. You know, like he's refusing to sleep in my bed, you know, and he's just, She's just refusing to do a lot of things. Like, no, I can't do it anymore because I'm not the baby. You know.
Okay.
So I feel really bad. I think he's depressed.
You know, it probably is. That's probably right on, because animals really do mourn the loss of their place or their station. And now what is the change in the house? Yeah.
Well, you know, my granddaughter, you know, she came home and mm-hmm. stuff, and she doesn't live in the house, you know, but she's come home, and she's my daughter's daughter. And when we first bought Brooklyn, he was actually my daughter's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know how that goes.
Right.
She kind of outgrew him a little bit, but he was going to be my dog anyway, because I knew mm-hmm. that she wasn't going to deal with him. And he kind of moved into being my dog, and then he just kind of got away from her. And when she was pregnant, he was still kind of, you know, paying attention to her, but not really.
Right.
And then right before the baby came home, he just started, like, completely ignoring her.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of jealousy going on there. Okay, and certainly the rules have changed in the house, which I think is what he's reacting to. I get just the sweetest little energy from him, just sweet, mm-hmm. big, huge eyes that you could get lost in, adores you, completely and utterly adores you. And I also feel like he thinks of himself as like a hound, like he feels like he's much bigger than he is.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely.
So he does not know he's just a tiny little dog. So he fancies himself as this big, strapping dog that, could take down anybody. Let's see. Give me a second more. Yeah, because I feel like he doesn't really know his place anymore. So I feel like there's some frustration there. There's a change of schedules that's gone on with new people in and out of the house. So he feels like a little, like, his schedule's all messed up. Certainly walnut energy, walnut essence, flower essence, I just mentioned it to somebody in the chat, is a fabulous thing for most animals going through transition.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a few drops in the water dish to help them kind of ease into new roles in the house. Okay? And it
mm-hmm.
feels like he needs an and day where it's just you and him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a
okay.
time with just you where you go out and do whatever he loves to do.
Well, we go for bike rides and stuff. I put him in my basket and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take him out for a bike ride, and then I bring him out so he can actually run. And he is something else, for
mm-hmm.
sure. I mean, he's a little person in a dog outfit.
Right.
I call him.
Well, yeah, he's been a human being about two or three lives ago. He's been a human being. He's been a human being about two times over.
He's something, boy.
You know, and you've known him. He really feels your energy and your personality acutely. I would say you probably have known him before.
I would believe that. I mean, I feel very, very close to him. I have no problem communicating with him normally. Just, I feel bad for him because, like, I call him and he just kind of looks at me like, oh, I can't even be bothered. like, I'm just, oh, I'm so depressed.
He'll be back, though. As Rachel said, all of Rachel's analysis, he'll be back. He's got some betrayal or sadness going on because he doesn't have you all to himself. And
mm-hmm.
There's a part of him that really lives and dies for you and loves you so much.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Let me not take up any more of your time and get to our next callers. Let's see. We have Don't forget, guys, to push number one to get yourselves out of the calling block there so the next people can get in. Mary Lou, that includes you. All righty. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we have Miss Lori from California.
Hi, Lori.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
How might we help you today, please?
Thanks. I guess love life or general, any messages from the other side, anything you pick up.
Past life or general? Okay, great.
No, not past life. Love life. L-O-V.
Love life. Gotcha. Love life. Okay. Okay. Rachel, would you like to start?
Sure. Lori, is your mom or grandmother passed? I get a maternal energy on the other side that is kind of clamoring to get through.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's funny because she's kind of like pushing others out of the way and climbing over people like, I'm here, wait. You know. So I feel that she just kind of had that energy in life, like somewhat clumsy, but, you know, she was going to get her message heard no matter what. And she comes through as just this pure loving energy, kind of to say hi, you know, how you doing, hang in there, honey, you know, just pure warmth for you. She says she also has her fingers crossed for you on the other side, so I feel like love is something the two of you talked about. That she wanted for you very much is to find the right one or find your soulmate. So she shows me pulling strings for you on the other side. So I don't know if you talk to her about, you know, mom, you know, or bring me the one or something like that. But I feel like she's trying to set up situations to make that happen for you. Let me see what else for you. I just get a lot of movement in your life recently. So did you actually move in a residence?
No.
Okay.
I've been here for a long time.
Okay. It can also be like moving things around in the house because I get the sense of boxes being moved or things being gone through. Okay?
Well, yeah, something sort of that way is happening. I had to rearrange a lot of things.
Okay. All right. All right, so I feel like that just kind of shook up some energy, you know, maybe brought back some memories, some things in the house as well. I feel like as far as love for you, that's kind of like your Achilles heel. It's the one thing that you want, and the one thing that seems to elude you. And yet, for whatever reason, it seems like it's all around you. Like, I don't know if all your friends are just newly in relationships or something like that, but I feel like there certainly are men around you. I'm just not. It almost seems like they're around you. You're talking to them. You're with them, but you're not.
I
you
feel
know.
Them there, but he isn't here.
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel him, but I.
Okay. Have you been visualizing finding the one?
There is somebody I do like on this earth plane.
And what is his name?
It starts with an S.
An S.
Yeah.
S what?
S-T.
S-P?
T.
T, S-T, okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know him right now?
Yeah.
He's really open-hearted and very happy and funny and generous. And he meets you on the emotional level very well and meets you on the intellectual level very well. One thing I get, though, is to coincide and corroborate what Rachel said, is don't on Earth, as you go about your earthly business, don't be shy, don't withdraw, don't back off. Because... the more you are open in terms of work, in terms of job, in terms of just small talk, in terms of communicating, in terms of greeting people, in terms of claiming what is yours in earthly business, whether it's jobs, it's house, it's the earth, plants, whether it's food, anything. That is one way closer love relationships are going to approach you. In terms of generosity and sensitivity, helping people, doing contracts, examining in details, you're brilliant, you're fabulous, your heart is really open. But on earth, don't be afraid to you're going to attract a lot of energies through the daily travels, whether it's doing an errand, going to the post office, going to the supermarket, traveling. So open yourself more to the surface of the earth and receive more. And the ST person, he's a little shy in earthly business with you, but he has a beautiful heart. And it's okay for you to make the first move and say, I mean, let's go for a cup of coffee or let's go for a sandwich or something.
I would agree, James. I just when I touch him with his energy, I just get this kind of shy, very anticipatory feel, almost like a crush feel. So I definitely think there's kind of warm feelings coming back your way from this gentleman, and I would as well make the first move there and see what happens from it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and by the way, Mom's in the background. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you need more courage on earth. You know, there's a part about you that's very delicate, very fragile, sensitive, beautiful, and a great sense of fantasy and imagination about you. Leave that, illuminate and expand it more, and ground yourself. Bring that with you everywhere you go, whether you're going to the bank, whether you're washing the car, whether you're going to a movie. Bring that with you and open it out on earth and say to yourself, I'm here. You know, expand yourself. I'm here. And your gifts will take over. You will notice more. You will notice more people. You will feel more vibrations. Your mother will protect you. And your friends and loved ones, kind ones around you will multiply. You'll be more aware of them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed that. It was fun. And I'm glad to know my mom's back there with her fingers crossed. Made my day.
Good luck to you, Lori.
Okay, thank you. Can I continue to listen?
Certainly.
I'll hang up. I'll listen on the computer. I have it on. So
okay. Cool. Illumination will tell you.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Illumination, who's our next caller?
Where'd she go, James?
Yeah, who's our next caller? I'm going to... But, yeah, I think it's just a real synchronicitous of guides and masters that I can tell we get very much similar energy and messages, and I'm just so thankful to be reading with you because I love sitting near you at the fair because I love your energy.
Yes, it's always great fun, and you bring out your guides bring out the playful guides in me.
Yeah, well, yes, and you understand my theater career.
Certainly.
And then I'm trying to channel Russians and ancient guides as I fulfill characters. So I'm so excited to be reading with you. Do we have anybody there? Hello. Illumination says she got kicked out, hold on.
Okay.
So,
so maybe
we
should talk. Oh, sorry,
go ahead.
James. I'm thinking maybe we should talk about some of the things that are coming up this month, like some of the energies that are coming up. We have a Mercury retrograde coming up that people might want to know
God.
About. Oh, God. Or Samhain and Halloween and what that means for the spirit world.
And it means the veil is thin.
Mm-hmm. So many of you out there will notice that you'll be seeing things out of the corners of your eyes and things like that, and those of us who are sensitive will detect a lot more spirit activity as the veil becomes thin. I know my sensitivity always gets really heightened around this time, a lot more mediumship questions that come in, and people like Lori's mom that just kind of, you know, pushes forward and has to be heard, and... You know, I'm sure you get the pretty much the same thing, James.
Absolutely. And I just had several friends whose dear ones left their bodies, their cancer-ridden bodies, and did progress into spirit. And this is a very beneficent time to do that because the veil is thin, and there are more pathways with intention of angels to help us. There are just more pathways right now because of the traditions around this time, the Wiccan traditions, the Samhain traditions, and then November 1st, I mean, the first Sunday in November is All Saints.
All Saints Day,
And All Saints is a lot of white light coming down to help us and give us pathways and stairways and guidance.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that, but got booted out by Skype.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I was like, I can't get back in.
And I'm really glad. I'm really, really glad to hear you. Really glad you're here.
Okay, our next caller in is Mary from New York. So hold on 1 second while I pull her in.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Mary. How are you?
We're good. How can we help you today?
Well, my question is, I have a second job. I'm a waitress, and I work 4 days somewhere, and then I work 2 days in Manhattan. And the boss, I've been with this guy 23 years, and he's very greedy, and he raised the prices twice within 3 months. And the business dropped. Somebody's been on vacation, and the third person is coming back. And my boy, and he said to me yesterday, I hear that you want to leave. And I said, well, there's no sense for me to be here because it dropped. You know, and because I have another job, and it's my kindness, you know, like thinking about other people that have children. But I feel like I walked out of there with the wrong mode. I want to stay one day. I was thinking about calling him. What should I do?
You have seniority there. You've been there a long time.
No, I left and I went back. You know, just
right,
I'm only there 2 days.
You've only there 2 days. Is this the restaurant?
Yes.
The restaurant. You were greatly loved by your patrons. They show me that because you're so giving and loving and conversational and open, the customers and the patrons come in. God is telling me you're the most popular waitress there. People come in to, when they know you're on, you know,
right.
And they come to see you. And of course, eat and drink, but they come to be around your energy, to talk with you, to exchange with you. And I would keep that energy, and I would tell the boss directly, like, business is better than it usually is since it dropped off. Business is better than it usually is when you are behind the counter, when you're waiting on tables and booths. Business is better because your sweetness, your beauty, and your welcoming energy make things better in that restaurant. So I have a feeling if you just presented that you want to do this for the good of the restaurant,
right,
you want to help him, and you'd like to make a great closure, you could be there one more day, absolutely. You know, don't take him personally. He is stingy. He's greedy. He wants more money. He doesn't want to pay the people that work for him. He doesn't want to pay anybody that works for him. He just wants to collect all the money for himself, but he wants everybody to do the work, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you've got sweetness and goodness and generosity. You just go ahead, guard yourself, and say, I'd like to be there another week, another day. I'd like to give this a good closure, and I'd like to say goodbye to all of you. And you'll melt him. You will melt him.
So he'll give me just the one day instead of 2 days, which I really want. I'd rather work 5 days and have 2 days off.
Yeah, I think, you know, because I got to say, what I'm getting, and I'll turn this over to you, Rachel, I get that when you're there, the energy in the restaurant is better, people are happier, customers are happier and better, and if you tell everybody this is my day to be here, people will come in. Sure, the prices have gone up, they're ordering less, but the main thing is he's going to get business because of you, so I really think, absolutely, my guides tell me, you know, he's going to go, I have to think about it.
Right.
Don't take anything he does personally, but eventually you'll be there one day, and you will be getting some okay tips there.
Right, right.
Rachel, what do you think?
Yeah, Mary, I first of all, I think this guy is kind of a tough guy. You know, he's kind of tough to talk to. He's no nonsense. He has no time for anything. But I feel like you know him, and I feel like you know how to work him a little bit.
Right.
You know? So I would use that charm of yours and just really state it on the line, you know, this is what you want to do and this is what you'd like to do. And then it also opens up, you know, that you're being a generous heart and, you know, because this is a second job of yours that you know, you still want to be there, you still enjoy the work, you still enjoy being there, but you want to open it up so that other people can get more hours and whatnot. I think it's a go. I think along with James, I think he might, you know, make you think about it for a little bit, or might say that he needs to think about it, or he's not sure if this is going to work for me, or whatever, you know, line he uses. But
right.
I feel like he, you know, he'd be crazy to let you go. Just
he absolutely
because
he would be. The business is better. And he really had, with some of the clients you've got there, he really had no business raising the prices. I get the feeling he raised it across the board on things like, it's okay to raise a few entrees or some things that people order, but he raised every, I mean, he just wants more and more and more.
$7 for 2 eggs, coffee, and juice. Hmm. We're on the Upper East Side, but he says, well, I had to put a new boiler, I had to put a new air conditioner. Mm-hmm. I said, Gus, it's a tax write-off. I'm a ninth grade dropout. Even I know that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You know, and yes. I do a. I'm between me. You know, I'm an intuitive empath, and I've learned how to smudge, protect myself, and go along my merry way. But I do readings on people while I'm there.
Yeah, that they love you. They come back for you.
You know, it's like, it's amazing. You know.
Well, you know, you can mention to him the thing that will soften him. The thing that will really soften him is the fact that, as my first message Spirit gave me, people come to see you. They come to talk with you. They come to be with you. And what you're really doing is giving them readings, giving them love, giving them care, giving them readings, and giving them some great food and giving them some extra, like you don't charge for refills on coffee or iced tea or anything like that.
Right.
I mean, and they want to be around your energy because you're a real loving heart. You're amazing. So if you mention that it sweetly, as Rachel says, with your charm, you'll get a day a week or whatever you want.
And that's better for me, and it's better for him, because if he's short on Wednesday and Thursday, all right, I'll come in. Mm-hmm. I have 4 days. I work somewhere else. I'm grateful that he helped me out, you know. But I'm not going to go down there and come out of there with $40 in my pocket. I'm just not doing it.
No, one day, and as people know, that you are there 1 day a week. Exactly. They'll plan to be on that shift on that day, to get a cup of coffee, to talk with you, to be with you, to get a snack. Rachel, what do you get?
Yeah, I think it's really about what you bring to the customers. And I feel like, you know, he has to see this, that I think they stay longer when you're there, Mary. They order more when you're there. They stay for that extra cup of coffee.
Right.
Because they enjoy the atmosphere. Like I said, I think you know what to do with him, and I think James has given some great advice there. And you know, I would just go in there and be honest with him and tell him the truth. And you know, I think, you know, like I said, he'd rather keep you on than have to train somebody else to do what you do.
Right.
You know, I think you're irreplaceable anyway for him, but I think he'll think in dollars and cents and time, and you know, he'd rather just keep you there.
Right. All right, so I'm going to do that when I go in tomorrow. Mm. At the end of my shift, sit him down and talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you be sweet, and you be kind, and play low status, and be really humble, and just say you love the place, and you miss it, and you want to be there one day a week, because you love the place, and you love the people, and it's better for him.
Right. He's got a lot of problems there that he refuses to wake up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're only there one day a week, you're there to take care of the people, to make
Absolutely.
Sure food is good, and then you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, he's pretty dried out and twisted and burnt out. I mean,
yeah,
he doesn't want to spend any money to fix anything, you know, right?
No, and I feel like he's beating his head against the wall about the business anyway. So he's
all
tied
up. Yeah, it is, because he's his own worst enemy. He's his
mm-hmm.
own worst enemy, you know. He thinks because we're in the Upper East Side that everybody there's got money. But if he really took those glasses off, he would see that we deal with a lot of senior citizens, too, that
have
on a fixed income.
They're on a retirement, absolutely, absolutely. And they want to come there because they like the food and they like you, and they're searching for, like, a safe haven just to catch their breath.
Right.
And, yes, I mean, you know, it's not the Upper East Side of, you know, 85th Street and people that own amazing townhouses. These are just people with fixed income. There are people that have some money but don't have the ability to pay $20 for breakfast,
right,
or something. They can't do that.
The
you
neighborhood
know?
People. And those
exactly.
people that you just described eat somewhere else during the week. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So
yes, they do. So, and you can mention that to him. You'll know. You have wonderful intuition in the conversation. If the time is appropriate, you can mention the people that really love us, that keep us going, they can only afford this much. They want to be here. They want to keep the place going. Your goodness will soften him.
Right. All right, it's a full moon anyway. He usually is in a good mood on a full moon.
The crazy ones usually are, Mary. Hey, and Mary, you know what? I think you have some influence there. You can really tell him, like, what the people are needing and wanting and, you know, and suggest specials, things like that. That will.
He's a typical Greek. He knows everything.
I think
Use
we know a few of those ourselves.
I mean, when I worked for him 20 years straight, a lot of customers told him, you might wear the suit, but she runs the place.
And you do. You do. You really
yeah,
know
I
how
think
to.
It's true.
It's
but
true.
I left,
you know,
I actually left there 2 years ago, walked out on him,
mm-hmm.
just got fed up, and I found another job that's totally different. I'm still waitressing, but I'm with the pizza business now. And they're so good to me there. They're so good to me. You know, I work. I'm a worker. I'm a Bronx Irish Catholic. Don't take anything. I'm a worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when the kids come in, if there's a crying kid, I'm there. You know, mm-hmm. what are you crying about? I work for Santa Claus. It usually shuts them up.
Yes,
you know?
That's, you're doing great work. This is wonderful.
You know, and,
see, Mary,
and,
I knew you sounded familiar. I'm Bronx Irish Puerto Rican.
Are you? I was married to a Puerto Rican, darling. I was married, and I have a Bronx Irish Puerto Rican daughter, and I have a Bronx Irish Puerto Rican Dominican granddaughter. Crazy, right?
Yeah,
and I'm opening my gifts of working with the angels. And
you are. You absolutely are. He's a test for you. That this stingy Greek man. He's a test for you.
Oof.
Because you do have the power to soften him and open him up.
Right.
Your heart will tell you. You have to play little different tactics, a few different tactics.
Right.
And he's a fool if he lets you go.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure I'll find something else if he does.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you've got a following. All your customers love you. The people in the pizza business love you. They mm-hmm. love you because you take care of them. And also, if there's something wrong with the food, you remedy it, but you also save their lives and tape their souls back together. So mm-hmm. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate this. I was getting a little fearful. I was going to call them. I said, let me talk to you guys first. Mm. So I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll do my meditations, smudge before I go in so he keeps his energy away from me. Archangel Michael, please protect me.
Yeah, I
do the same thing.
Yeah, Mary, I get Archangel Michael and also Archangel Zadkiel that come in very, very strong for you.
He's the, what is that, Gil? I'm just learning. I'm actually
He's the one of higher knowledge.
Okay, great.
He's the Archangel of higher knowledge.
Because
yeah.
I'm doing a course in December with an old high school friend who mm-hmm. is an angel card reader, studied under Doreen, okay. and she's back in New York for a couple of months, and I'm going to get certified in December.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
With Doreen Virtue? Yeah. With Doreen Virtue?
One of her students. Catherine
Wonderful.
Hudson.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's you know, it's so awesome because where I grew up in the Bronx, I grew up on the west side by, you might know it, by Kingsbridge Avenue and Bailey Avenue, St. John's Parish. There's
mm-hmm.
four of us that have gifts
okay.
from that neighborhood that we know of. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to the same school, and we were afraid of God, and now we embrace him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you so much for your time, and thank you, and blessings to all of you.
Oh, good luck, Mary.
Thank you.
Same to you. Same to you. Blessings
Take
to you.
Care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
Always
she's amazing.
Always nice when you get one who's enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You have Christina from Arizona.
Christina from Arizona. Hello, Christina.
Hello. Thank you for taking
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I was wondering career-wise what you see coming my way. I applied at a school for custodian work. And I was wondering, do you see anything, do you see that coming or what, you know, anything you see?
Well, tell me again, I couldn't hear you too exactly. What was the school you applied for?
I applied for a custodian job.
Say that again, I'm just not hearing it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I applied for a custodian job.
A custodian job, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you live, California?
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, Tucson, okay, wonderful. Okay. You have a lot of... You are in on earth in tasks, in jobs, in chores. You're very diligent. You're very responsible. Given the opportunity, you do 500%. You go beyond the call of duty. You have a wonderful sense of pride and detail and sweetness and love in your work as a custodian job. In any kind of job like that, any kind of caretaking, management, organization of the physical world, you're very, very good at that. And you have a brightness and a sharpness and a humor in your mind. You can visualize physical objects and how the physical world maps together. You're really talented with that. I feel this custodian job is going to happen, if it doesn't, it feels positive to me, and from my guides and masters, and that if it doesn't, you're in the top three or the top two, and the most important thing is call them back and ask for further references, ask for further suggestions of where you can apply. You bring a lot of joy to your work, and the angels and God and spirit are really with you. Rachel, what do you get?
Well, I feel that this job is a go for you, Christina. And certainly if you can get in the door for an interview, I think it's in the bag because I just think they will love you, okay? And I think you have very different energy than the other applicants that have applied.
you know, so much more personable. The other thing, though, is I think that you shouldn't worry about this job, because I think it just feels like it's you know, this one's coming to you. And I like the stability it brings. I feel like good benefits, something, there's a reason that you're after this particular position. So this feels, it feels like it'll be a good for you and your family. But I also feel like you've been kind of wondering about maybe going back to school or something like that. Is that true?
Yes. Well, okay. I'm not sure in what yet, but I was, and all my jobs that I've ever worked, I'm either in housekeeping or mm-hmm. I'm in management. So okay. I've been applying for housekeeping jobs only right now.
I think you should broaden your scope a little bit, because I feel like you'll get this job, but I don't feel like that's it for you, or you'll give up, you know, and just sit in this job for the next 10 years of your life, 20 years of your life. I feel like, you know, you're moving, you know, that there's always things that you're thinking about. And I feel like possibly like within about 2 years, I feel like the real strong pull to go back to school in a certain direction. And I think maybe you haven't really found that right focus yet. It may be management.
I get management, too, absolutely,
yeah.
Because you're really great with earthly organization, and there's a warmth and a sweetness that come out of you when you're teaching people, instructing people, guiding people or guiding projects. Like if you had a cleaning crew, you would be the boss. People would love you. You're gifted in management and earthly organization. You're a wonderful communicator with people.
Yeah, and I'm actually seeing something like hotel management or something. So I see you with a large number of staff, you know, and really when you find your niche here, this is when I think things are going to really open up for you, and your gifts and talents will really, really come out. I think right now you're great at managing, you're great at the detail work that you do, but I feel like you could be kind of teaching and training other people to do this as well, and keeping them in track. So I feel like you have a lot of big things coming up for you.
Well, that's good to hear, because I haven't been working for a while, so I'm really putting myself back out there. So I'm just a little nervous. And then today when I put that application in, I got a good feeling on it. You know, I was like, wow, this mm-hmm. sounds like a good opportunity. The money's good. The hours are good. The days are good. You know, because it's like a schedule where I can be off when I have a 12-year-old, and I can be off when she's off and everything. So I was like, I was hoping that would be it. But I was thinking about going back to school, but I'm not sure what to do. I'm like, I don't know if it was in writing or management, something mm-hmm. with that.
You can do all of that, but stay in the present moment, and it will unfold to you, because you do have writing talent too, and you're wonderful with people. Go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah, I would say just keep just exploring. I think life kind of brings you kind of signs and guideposts along the way as far as what thing that you want to do, when what priority is master at the moment. So. Because I don't see school right away for you, it gives you some time to dream and plan. And also, I'm a big fan of putting your energy, a little law of attraction teaching, sidebar here, about, kind of putting your action.
Huh? I just read, I was just reading The Secret, The Law of Attraction.
Oh, great, right. Yeah, the other books by her are phenomenal, too, The Power and the Hero is Coming Out and The Magic as well. So I would just act as if you already have it. Plan it out, like you already said, you're going to be around for the kids, and this is what you would do, and where you would go, for breakfast, what time you'd be out, whatever.
It's funny you're saying all that, because I was thinking that when I was doing the application. Everything mm-hmm. you're saying, I was thinking.
That's so weird. And those things manifest when we feel like they're natural to us, like it is the most natural, easiest step next would be, obviously, you'd get the job.
I was going to ask you about angels. I talk to them all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm communicating with them more and more. Do you see me communicating with them more, like being able to contact them, you know, more often, or?
Oh,
absolutely. That's up to you. That's up to you.
Okay.
It might take you to in the midst of your work, in the midst of being with your child. It might take you an hour, half an hour, 45 minutes every day to open yourself through breathing, meditation, prayers, and relaxation. But absolutely, they're there for you.
Right.
And yeah, go ahead.
I get specifically Archangel Gabriel. So there's the writer in you, Christina.
Yes, communication.
Yeah, Archangel Gabriel comes through very strong for you. And I see three guardian angels. I don't have their names, but they work in conjunction with your energy frequently. I would check out any of the books that are out there on that, and just really, one in particular that I love is Hiring the Heavens by Jean Slater, and it really kind of schools you into working with angels and angelic committees and helping to plan next stages in your life. And really, the more you work with them, the more you'll get feedback from them, and they love that. They love helping us, you know, plan our days and make everything flow smoothly. And they love when we're happy.
Yes, and I'm so glad to get this opportunity to talk to you. I'm holding a crystal right now, and I was like, please pick me. And I got picked, so I'm happy. And thank you, guys, and you guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Christina. It's all about new beginnings for you, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Now we have Miss Amy. Amy with us?
Oh, yep. I'm back home. When Lisa was screening me, I was in my car and I like dropped the call. I was just like, whatever. But anyway, thank you for taking my call. I was really enjoyed it. I don't even really have a question. Whatever first pops up, I'd be welcome the input.
You've got a real open, sensitive in intuition, and you've got a gift in counseling. And don't let your mind get too overloaded with the requests of other people. But you have a really open heart and an amazing intuition. You also have past lives in music and past lives in entertainment of communication. And you you do grab attention in communication through your humor, through your intuition, through your instinct. And you have this very special sense of humor that Spirit really wishes you to use even more, because it does arrest people and disarm them and bring them back to themselves. You're very outspoken, and which is lovely, because you are truly giving and generous and compassionate. What also guides and masters give me is that don't let in terms of property, in terms of money, or any kind of earthly business, don't let it back you up. Don't let it roll over you. You have a great sense of fairness, so just push it out there. In other words, claim your own property, claim what's due to you, because you can be overly generous and you can lose focus. But You have an amazing personality and many gifts, so congratulations. Rachel, what do you get?
Yeah, Amy, I just get the sense of that things have been up in the air for you for so long, and now they're just starting to fall into place. And I want to say a little disjointed at first, because it feels like a lot is happening for you. So,
oh, yes. I had a lot of everything in my life is different than since 2006.
Is there a lot of legal things going on?
Well, there's legal stuff tied to, my husband died. I got breast cancer. My husband died. So I went from having, pretty much a lot of money and a lot of things, to, slowly they were all, taken systematically. So there is that rebuild, there's that rebuilding. And then there's also, he hit the nail on the head as far as the, I do have a blog talk, show. I sort of, not dabble in it, whatever. mostly helping people, you know, through the grief and stuff like that, but he hit the nail on the head as far as the right to the point where maybe I could start charging, but I've really been holding back. Oh, I'm not ready, or oh, I can just want to do this for the love and stuff like that. So there's, it's getting to the point where there's not a fair exchange. So there's that stuff, but the legal stuff is all tied to, you know, there's some IRS stuff and, you know, that kind of stuff all in, but you hit the, where I am in the cycle exactly. It's like I'm on the upswing of it, but it's still, you know, it's not smooth sailing. There's still remnants of this whole wreckage, you know. Anyway.
Charge money for your counseling. I mean, or ask for things to come back to you even more on Earth.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? It's not so much about the money. You hit it. It's like it's some kind of unworthiness that, you know, it's something that I really need to, I'm glad you brought it to the forefront because it's because I do it even in the job where I get my income when I was self-employed. I never charged enough and I would do too much. And then I get to a point, and then because I do this, I expect others to do the same. And since they don't, because, it, you know, for various reasons, but mostly because it's just the other, you know, it's not because they charge fairly. And, so, you know, anyway, I'm babbling, but you get the point. It's you hit a very important issue that I'm glad that I haven't really thought about. So that, but it's been like a rebuild, you know, it's been an entire rebuilding process, and it's great, you know, it's great. I am happy, but I'm still not on solid ground. It's still kind of like, oh, no, you know,
it will be on solid ground. It's going to get better. This whole next year is going to be a lot better for you, and as far as the IRS goes, you've got help from spirit coming in. You've got a man coming in from spirit. Every time you're dealing with the IRS or settling financial issues, the more you pray, the more you call on spirit, the more you call on Archangel Michael, but especially you have a male guide that really wants to help you. This is your husband, is it not? Because he just passed over in the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lisa knows him. He's very, he's fought, you know, you don't change much. And he grabbed Lisa by the neck one night. He's like, I'm not done talking, you know, trying to balance out the radio show. Nope, I'm not done yet. But, yes, and he does. And I'm in constant contact with, I mean, we get along better now. He loves being dead. And we get along.
Well, he's just
it's
another form.
It's a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful and then it's interesting you were talking about the veil thinning this time of year because last year, November 1st, my brother died. He was like, didn't want to die, and he was scared to die, and it was just really remarkable that he actually, you know, went on All Souls Day. And I was born in Yonkers. Everybody was talking about the Bronx, so I feel right at home today on the show. But, yes, I know he helps, you know. He does. He just helps. The other day he started my car battery. It's where a dragonfly landed on the car battery. It was supposedly dead, and I start the car. I mean, he's just, it's like I dream a genie.
Mm.
That's great.
But
make
it is.
Sure
it's
you focus
a beautiful
and ask
love
him for
story.
Help.
Yeah. But it's like the
stuff
that I have to do. Yeah. You know, there's stuff that you need flesh to do. And I just need to start doing more flesh things.
Right.
And
well,
ask him to send you in people as you're doing business, as you're doing your work, as you're at the job. Ask him to send you in people and ask him to move the deadlines and the pressures and the obstacles out of the way, and things will become lighter and easier.
Oh, wow. You really hit the nail on that one, too. I tend to overextend. Yep. Yep. This is all very, very helpful. I really appreciate it.
Great. Rachel, do you want to say?
Well, I definitely think your husband is having a heck of a time with his influence he has in spirit. I think he's having a great time doing that. And he wants you to lighten up, too, with all that you're doing, because it feels like you've got so many tasks on your plate that it just is gotten heavy. You know, heavy feeling, heavy thought. And I would really, you know, don't underestimate the power that you have to create each day, you know, to bring in the elements that you need. Pre-paving. I'm a big fan of pre-paving your night. You know, the night before you go to, you know, you go to sleep, you pre-pave what you've got on the agenda for the next day and see it going well. You know, and asking spirit to bring in the elements and the feelings and the support that you need during the day. I've done this personally in very, you know, tough situations in my life, and I've always come away feeling supported and loved, and you know, miracles have happened, you know, surprises have happened that have delighted me in how I could easily tie things up.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I don't do. I just like kind of wake up and I am a little bit out of control. I'm primary caregiver for my mother and blah blah blah, and I am not in control. And I could be, but I'm just not. And you know, because then you know, I just have not like you know, everything you said is exactly. Exactly what I'm not doing, exactly what I'm capable of doing, and it would clear up the areas where things are just goofy.
Yeah, and if you don't decide what type of day you're going to have, what type of life you're going to have, what type of hour you're going to have, something or someone else will decide for you.
Yeah, they all do, and then by the end of the day, I'm like Jonah Arc or something, you know, I'm like, oh, how come no? But you know, it's like it's really unsightly, but I do it anyway, and because I'm human. But it doesn't make me happy. You know, it doesn't bring me happiness. It's just like what in the world? You know, it's like I don't beat myself up about it, but it's just like I just like what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? Of course, it's like this because look what you've done, and it's a bit interesting because the crisis has lifted. The economic crisis has lifted. The urgency of my mother's problem has lifted. All these things have lifted, but I have this tendency to still think, you know, not really look like what's going on right now. It's just like, oh, yeah, I'm still in this great big mess. What with me? And not even looking around to see, oh, no, that isn't even, you know, that isn't even true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sort of living like 6 months ago is reality, and it's
right,
not
and
a
you're
reality.
Not, you're not
anymore.
Giving yourself credit for the things that you've tied up, because I think while some of the bigger issues are still there, the littler things, you've tied up a million of little details that were that took a lot of time, energy, and courage to do.
It was. And, I mean, I got a great out of everything. I mean, it really was a beautiful experience. Helping my brother die, he's a horrible alcoholic, and he had his larynx taken out, and he continued to drink a big bottle, you know, the handles, whatever, the 2 liter of Bacardi through a feeding tube. I would just go, you know, he would just, like, make a mess of all the furniture, and I would just go throw it out and buy new furniture. You know, I was just really living in this altered world. It was a great, it was a wonderful time. It was wonderful that I had the skill set to help him, but I'm not in there. I'm not there anymore. And things much more normal than I give them credit for being. So you really have caught the total essence of what I'm struggling with these days.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful reading.
We're so glad.
For both. Thank you so much. I really and I enjoyed listening to everything else too. So thanks a million. It was awesome. I'm getting goosebumps, so it was really awesome.
Thank you so much.
Nice
you're very gifted.
Nice here again, Amy. And
yeah.
Keep doing your readings. Keep your head up. Breathe and ground, woman.
Oh, yeah. When Lisa was trying to scream
me,
I'm like the
me
phone
Lisa.
Dropping
that's,
and
that's
a phone.
My, listen,
why
you keep
am calling,
I calling me Lisa. That's my girlfriend's name. That's my best friend's name. My name is Anne.
I know that. I always call you Lisa, and I don't know where that comes from. That's so funny. Anne. I'm so, anyway, that's
okay.
So funny. I have you morphed together. Because I even call you that when I talk to other people, like Chris, and when I'm talking to other people about you, I always call you Lisa, and then everyone's just like, oh, yeah. But they don't, you know, they don't make the connect, whatever. So, but if I grounded, I bet I could remember your name, because I remember that reading. It was just so enchanting. He's just so goofy, and it's just adorable. So anyway, thank you all. Thank you all. I just loved it. Made my day.
Well, you're so
thank
welcome.
You. Many blessings to you. Many blessings.
Okay,
take
great.
Care,
talk to you.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we have one more reading left, and that's Diane from California. And don't forget, we have 15 minutes left, and before we end the show, I'd like to get you guys to put your emails out there, put your websites out there, and leave us with a message for the week for our people out there, because they definitely want to know how they can hook up with you if they weren't able to today, or if they'd like to get a reading from you and they'd like some more insight into what you've given them. So let's, without further ado, we'll put Miss Diane from California on.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, it's Diana with an A. Mountain
hi,
Diva
Diana.
In the chat room. Thank you. It's a different vibration. That's the only reason I say that. I had a friend, a very dear friend, the only real friend that I had, died a couple of months ago. If it's too soon, it's okay, but I was wondering if you could get any messages from Bill. If not, I want to speak with a Pleiadian.
A woman who knows what she wants.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. That's good. Rachel, are you getting a Bill?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me get his energy. First of all, Bill just feels so much more relaxed now. I think he had a really rough time towards the end, and he is saying, you know, he's just so laid back, and I get such joy coming through, and he's ecstatic to talk to you. Because he just seems like you guys had such a great connection, you know, such a great friendship there. And let me see. Yeah, he's just showing me just a lot of love for you and throwing his arms around you and big hugs. He says, thank you so much. I think you helped him out a lot, or his family a lot, after everything happened. And he says, thank you so much for that. James, what else do you get?
Did he have a side of him when he was not ill or under pressure or falling apart? There's he's so happy to be free physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. There's so much playfulness and excitement and teasing and love and fantasy and imagination and projects and plans and travel and dreams and silliness and delight and fantastical realms coming out of him. I mean, he can reach that now. He says, I can reach that now. I used to talk about it, but I can really reach that and be that. I'm going to say in about 6 months, he'll be like sitting on your coffee table and dancing on your kitchen table. And there's a lot of joy in him, as Rachel has said. The passing was difficult. And there was... getting out of the body was difficult, and there were a lot of blocks in the body that his soul had to pass through. So he has this very humorous, colloquial way of talking. He's kind of oiling himself up and mending himself and going to Raphael for healing. And if you want to give him a couple of prayers, that would be amazing to make him whole, and he will give it back to you 1,000 times more. But he's got, he's this really fun-loving, fantastical, imaginative personality. Is that him?
Well, he was in a lot of pain when he was almost 80. But he wanted to live to be 125, and I think he kind of knew he was going to die. He just went for a routine hip surgery, you know. But I think he kind of took that out. But what he wouldn't dare tell me that was the last time he was going to talk to me before hip surgery. I talk to him every week since I've been on the road. In fact, I'm driving the car that he got, and the car's broken now. And I'm still stuck, have nowhere to go or anything. It's going to get cold soon. And Bill left me. But he's also been in this car and in my dreams. So most people that recently die can't get in your dreams that soon. I mean, he was sitting on a foot still with his legs crossed in a big white gown. With his hip damage, he got damaged by being thrown out of an army tank when he was young. He would have never been able to sit like that. But I know he's in joy now, and I'm happy for him. But it made it a lot harder for me. I mean, I tell you, the tears come when you don't even know they're coming, when you think it's all over.
No, it's not over. He's just, your relationship is just different. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
And he will be there to help you. But when he was in the middle of his life, even though he had those injuries in the middle of his life, we could say like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, he was quite a fascinating, amazing personality. And he is that now. And, yeah, he was ill a long time because it did take its toll on his soul. But he's really a dynamic being. And he'll help you. He'll send you the right people to take the car to so you don't have to spend that much money. He'll help you out with the car. He'll help you out mm-hmm. with getting grounded.
Well, the car's already gone. It needs like $3,000 to $6,000 worth of work. Basically, a new car has to come in now.
Well, he'll help you with one.
I think the car left with him. It left at 111,000 miles. 111.
But he'll help you. He'll help you get. He will help you get the new car. He will. You also need to like put yourself out more on the earth and just really communicate. Ask for what you need and want, and he'll make sure it happens. Because you were one of his best friends too. You were very beloved to him too. But if you ask for what you need and want from people, he'll turn people around, and good things will happen, bargains will happen, new doorways will open for you. Rachel, you get anything else?
Yeah, I just feel like he just has no intention of leaving you, you know. He left physically, but I do feel like he's going to stick around to be a guide for you. And he's just, you know, he just is in this delicious place, you know. I just wish you could feel this energy. I mean, he is just enjoying this. He's like the astronauts when they first go to space and you see them bebopping around in anti-gravity. And he's just enjoying it, and it's just like he wants to bring you along, you know, to really show you, you know. I think since his perspective has changed so much, that life can be so joyful. And who liked candles? I get the sense that some, either you or him, like really like candles, and I don't know who's lighting candles for him now, but I just feel like he loves that. Does that ring a bell for you, Diana? Anything?
Diana?
I think we lost Diana.
Oh, no.
Oh, we did.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Do we have somebody else?
I'm trying to think if she's in the chat room.
All right. Well, let me throw this out for her because I was picking up things on the Pleiadian that she wanted to talk to. I got this feeling that her ancestors are there, that they're sending a message. They're saying, you know, child, you know, you are loved. You are cared for. I also get that there's some sort of art or dreams that she's kind of downloading in her sleep, and they're asking her to write and journal your experiences, Diana, because I think much more will come out of it, and certainly they're there to help you with your growth and your day-to-day life, and just further really expression of this light energy that you're able to connect with.
Very
That's
cool.
brilliant.
Very
That's
cool.
true. That's really true. True, true, true. True. And use all of that for Diana, to use all of that on Earth to give her more grounding and more strength on Earth in earthly business. Do we have anybody else for a reading?
Nope. We're done, and we've got about 5 minutes left to the show. So with that, you guys can give your last messages for the week and also kind of remind people where your sites are and your email. So if people want to get readings or connect with you for the Halloween big hurrah, as I like to call it, because it's one of my favorite holidays. I love that time of year. It's like Christmas for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if people can know where to find you or know if you have any big things going on, if you want to put that out there, events or classes that you'd like to share, and put that out there so that people can go. Or if you have any specials that you'd like to share, put that out there as well. James,
go
Rachel?
Go ahead, Rachel. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say my kind of message for the week is to remind everybody to really connect with their loved ones at this time of year. They are pulling close to us. They want contact. They want, to show that their love is coming through the veil towards us, that they're still there. They still have a great influence in our lives and a great care of what we're doing in our lives, our ups and downs, things like that, and they have a lot of information to share with all of us. So certainly, light your candles for your people, say your prayers, think of them, because they are just reaching out for us right now. And also, be aware that we're getting ready to go into a Mercury retrograde, which is it's going to kind of complicate communication and travel for us all. So solidify those plans, and also at the end of this, we're going into a new year, Celtic New Year. So, it's a good time of year to check in with where you are and where you're going. And I'm available all throughout the week for readings, and I can be reached at www.ravenswhisper.com. James?
Awesome.
The other thing is, it is going to be treacherous with in the physical world, in the material world, with the House and the Senate and the executive branch playing a circus on us. And it's really open your heart and call in the angels and cut through the energy. And with Mercury retrograde happening, as Rachel says, I just echo what Rachel says, set your intentions. And that which has already been set in motion with protection, calling in the protection of the Pleiadians, calling in the protection of the Andromedians and the levels of angel, you'll be all right. But be careful about starting new projects. If they've already been planned, that's fine. If they've already been discussed, that's fine. But just keep the impulsivity of us in our hearts and with our guides and in our souls. And just be careful and do the protection and set the intention and everything will be fine. But because the physical world can be a bit tumultuous, and all of us light bearers and light workers and message bearers will be fine because we have divine guidance. So it's going to be all right. But observe what we see around us. Take it in. Don't take it personally. As Buddha would say, be of it, not in it. But watch it and learn from it, but don't take it in, don't take it personally, and we'll be fine. And thank you. Thank you, Reverend Anne Rose Illumination, for being such a great host and being so articulate. And thank you, Rachel. I love you. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you, James.
Thank you. You guys are amazing, too. Woo! The energy and the love that you guys brought to the show is just like, wow. I look forward to doing this again with you.
Yeah, I hope we can. It's beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. And, I wanted to say, Rachel and I are at the Norwalk. Is it the Norwalk American Legion, Rachel?
Yes.
In Norwalk, Connecticut, we're at the American Legion Hall all day this coming Sunday for readings. And Rachel is so multi-talented. You can get all kinds of readings from her. And I will be there doing past life readings and mediumship and talking with the other side. So please come visit us if you're in Norwalk, Connecticut, as well as visit Rachel's website. And Rachel reads up and down the Connecticut coast for all of our Yonkers, Bronx listeners, Manhattan listeners. And we will be in Greenwich next month together. You're in Greenwich, Rachel, yes?
Yes, I am.
So
With bells on.
So if anybody wants to come up from Yonkers or Bronx to visit us in Greenwich, it's at the Hyatt Regency in Old Greenwich. And the fair is, I don't have the date in front of me, but if you email us, we'll let you know the date. It's on a Sunday in November. And we'd love to meet you and see you.
Awesome. All right, guys, till then, good luck, good light, much love, much light.
Blessings to you all.
Yeah, but thanks to everybody. Thank you all. And Rachel, you're extraordinary, and Anne, you're amazing. And I thank God that, you know, I got to do this with you. So thank you so much.
It's great fun, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank
great
you.
Great fun.